Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is September 16th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Sorry for missing the last show. Hurricane Dorian was actually really knocking on our back door over here in South Florida, really close, too close to call, and had to make some last-minute preparations there, had to get ready for, actually, we were preparing for a Category 5 hurricane to hit Palm Beach County, down where I live in this area. Unfortunately, it didn't do too well with our neighbors to the east in the Bahamas, so thoughts and prayers going out to them over there to be hit by a Category 5 for 2 days straight is just unbelievable. For those of you who live down south, you understand what I'm saying. You know, hurricanes are a part of life down here in Florida and other parts of the country, and it's just something that you're ready for, and you try to prepare as much as possible, but you always got those last-minute preparations. So thoughts and prayers going out to my neighbors to the east over here in the Bahamas, and there's tons of charities and stuff going out there. So if you guys have a chance, take a look at them. And you know, I've donated a little bit here and there as much as possible. So yeah, there's some areas over there were just completely devastated. Also, guys, wanted to have just a little brief moment of silence for, as we all know, September 11th was just a few days ago. It's considered Patriot Day. And it was just, we will never forget, put it that way. That's the only terminology I'm going to use that for us here in the United States. So, just a moment for the Bahamas, for the tragedy in the Bahamas, and also the, for the 18th anniversary of September 11th. All right, let's get on with the show. So today we're going to talk about some new wet shaving stuff coming out, or, well, you know, a little new, a little old. But really the return of the Tradera razor, or Tradera, I'm sorry, is the biggest thing in news today, I think. It's the return of this razor that was produced, that we've talked about many times on the show, and I actually did a brief article on it. I do own two of these particular razors myself, and really looking forward to seeing the release, but I'm a little bit mixed on it. So I'll tell you a little bit about my feelings on that. Pre-shave. We're going to talk a little bit about pre-shaves. The Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements Cube 2.0 came out. I actually have been able to try it. I've tried both versions, and I'll tell you my thoughts on that as well. And Barbasol is celebrating 100 years. So what can we do for them? We have to do a tribute, a little bit of a tribute for them, for celebrating 100 years of being in the business, basically inventing shaving cream in the can and so forth, and just being a big contributor in the wet shaving world. So believe it or not, I actually used some Barbasol myself for a whole week. And I'll tell you my results, and you might be surprised on what you're going to hear. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, the return of the Tradera razor. That is coming back, and that is something that I am, I'm a fan of the original one, okay, myself. And I own two copies of it, and two versions of it, I'm sorry. And it took me quite a few years to actually get those two versions. So I can tell you right now, the Generation 1 I was looking for probably 4 years before I actually got one. I have a low serial number, and I'm, you know, it's in the plastic case and everything like that that it came with. So I'm really excited that this razor is coming back. But then again, it's coming back with a different company. So let me tell you a little bit about it. So Shane from Blackland Razors, the maker of the Blackbird, announced he's bringing back the Tradera razor. And the Tradera is it's a double-edged razor. It came out in 2012. It was only out for about 2 years. It was a side project for Richard Mason. He was a he's a professor right now. He's just really into, was a wet shaving enthusiast, started his own company, and had some problems with the machinist and just said, you know what, I'm just not going to do it anymore. So that went out with the wind and became a huge collector's item. There weren't that many of them out there, about 1,100 of them out there, and a lot of people are collecting them. Now, the Generation 1, there was about 207 of those, and the rest of them were Generation 2. You have Solid Bar, solid guard bar, and then you have the open comb designs. I actually personally have the Generation 1 OC, and I have a solid bar as well. Now, Blackland has now taken over, and he did an hour-long tribute or explanation of what's going on with this and how he's doing it. And there's a couple of pictures I put on show notes of the new design that's coming out. And basically, Richard gave him the name and the brand, and he can do whatever he wants with it. So you're going to see some Treaderi razors coming out with a little bit of a different style or a different, you know, design. I think he's going to change the knurling on it, might change the handle around a little bit. And, you know, that's all good. But the problem is, I guess, what they were looking at was Richard, the original maker and the designer of this razor, he didn't want it to become something that everybody can get, right? So you got to applaud him for that. This razor is going to be readily available, and Blackland is really good at keeping stuff in stock, so you don't have to worry about it. Maybe at first it might go out of stock, but I'm pretty sure he's going to make a lot of them, so they'll be there, right? But with the full control design, is it just going to be the name? Is it going to be similar design? I mean, I don't know. I know Shane does a really good job with his work, and I'm a very big fan of the Blackbird razor. And that's where it comes to the part where, you know, why are we bringing this back if we have another one? You know, if we're already concentrating on another brand, why are we bringing back something that was gone for a little while? I think it's just so everybody gets a chance to try it, but this isn't going to be the same exact razor. It's going to be based on that razor. So from what I can see, the tolerance is just from the picture itself, looking on Facebook from the first couple prototype pictures, it is already different. So I don't know how similar this is going to be to the original. I don't know if it's going to shave the same as the original. I do know that they are the SB, the solid guard bar, is a tad bit mild. And I also know the Generation 1 OC or open comb is very aggressive. So are these razors going to be the same? Are there going to be improvements on those designs? I don't know. We don't have those answers yet, but they will be out probably in the next couple of months. So I think, guys, if this is a way you want to try something new, go for it. I think this is a great razor. I think it'll be, you know, a quality brand. He does great work over there at Blackland and does a great job. But I don't think if you're looking for a Treaderi razor, I don't think this is going to be the one you're looking for. I think this is going to be a great tribute razor to it, but it's not going to be exactly the same. And that's really what they're looking to do, and I don't think that's what Shane wants. I don't think Shane and Richard both want this razor to be the same, but they want it to be similar. So it gives you a chance to have something that's similar, but it won't be exactly the same as the original. Now, here's the good part. If you are a collector of the original, I don't see the value of the originals going down at all because these are coming out. They're not going to be the same. They're going to be different, as we all know and can tell. If you look at when the WR2 Wolfman came out with the BBS1, remember it was based on the BBS1. The BBS1 was canceled. We talked about it many times on here. It was all over the wet shaving world about a year and a half ago, actually almost 2 years ago now, since that razor has been made, and everybody's saying it's going to go, value's going to go up, it's going to go down. Well, let me tell you, the value stayed up pretty high on those razors, and they're still very desirable to own because they're the original design. So I don't see the Treaderi razor originals going down in price. I do see that the new one being an improvement, so it'd probably be a lot of fun over what you have, but I'm going to guarantee you it's not going to be the same shave. Just by looking at the top cap they have online right now, it's not going to be exactly the same. So I can tell you that, will I get one? I don't know. I'll see the price point. I think it's going to be around $200-something. So the price point's going to be in line with other razors, you know, CNC machine, stainless steel razors as well. So we'll take a look at that in the near future and maybe give it a shot. I might give it a shot myself, but I am still a fan of the original. I'll be honest. It's still in my heart. It's in my top three razors. I have three, double-edged razors and three straight razors that I use almost on a daily basis. These six razors get 95% of my use because I do love them so much. And I'll go over those at the end of the year. I'll be talking about, you know, my favorite stuff and all that. Not that it matters, guys, because as always, your mileage will vary, may vary, will vary. It definitely does vary. So, I mean, so don't look at that as what my favorites are, because I could be, you know, totally different than what your favorites are. But knowing that you do have a favorite, I think that's winning the battle. That's the whole battle itself. So, guys, salute to the Treaderi Razor coming back in production, and good luck to Shane at Blackland and the team at Blackland Razors for producing this. And really, thank you for bringing this back, because it is a really cool design, and I can't wait to see more people get a chance to use it. Not only that, I wanted to mention, it's not in the show notes, but I forgot to mention it, that the Janus Razor, we talked about Janus, which is the Toggle Tribute Razor, brand new razor coming out. He had 51 prototypes out at $500 a pop, and he sold out of those prototypes. So I wanted to congratulate Janus Razors. I think that's a big accomplishment because it is a it is showing that 51 of these razors have been sold and now are ready to be hopefully sent out soon when the prototypes are finished and all that stuff is done. So, guys, if you do have one, if you also purchased one and you do get to try it out, send it to me. Send me your thoughts and I'll put them on. At this moment, I'm not going to be purchasing any large razors probably for the rest of the year until I get my tax money back or if I get, you know, win the lottery or anything like that. So I'm holding off a little bit on some of these high-end stuff until I can get a chance to do so. So, yeah, let me know your thoughts, and if you want to lend me one too, that's great. Yeah, but no, I won't hold my breath on that one because I don't blame you if you don't want to. All right, guys, so moving right along. The Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements Cube 2.0. So I tried this out for a few weeks here, and I'm not a big pre-shave guy to begin with. You know, I don't really use pre-shave oils or anything like that. Just not into it. It's never been really into it. I like to use a shaving soap. I like to use a bowl lather most of the time, face lather, whatever I'm doing in the mood for. And that's about it. So I tried the Cube. And I'll tell you what my thoughts are on it. I think this item is really, it's actually very unique. As in, I've seen a couple of different items of this kind of design, like a shave soap that's a pre-shave. And what this is do is it's really to clean your face and get it really nice and clean and degreased and ready to go. And I think with most pre-shaves, it's supposed to stand the hairs up on your beard a little bit higher up too, like stiffen them up a little bit so you get a better cut with the blade. And you know, this thing really actually really performed well. I'm actually surprised. I was very skeptical at first to think, you know, why would I even bother using it? So I used it for a couple of weeks. I used it with a different type. I even used it with Barbasol, which you'll see in a minute when I talk about that. I used it with that too. And the really funny part was it took an aggressive razor. Like I have some aggressive razors. And it actually made it feel a little bit milder. And I think it's because the prep was better. My prep was better. So what does this tell me as a wet shaver what I'm doing wrong? I've been wet shaving for 10 years already, and I can tell you right now that I think my prep game is off. If I'm having a problem to where I notice a difference when I add a pre-shave, you know, shave soap to my rotation and use it first and then put on my show, and then notice, hey, I got a smoother shave and my aggressive razor didn't feel as aggressive, I think I'm doing something really wrong. So I'm renegotiating my shave and how I'm doing it. And I've been using the pre-shave cube for a while now, and I'm going to try it without it to see if I can do a better lather and just really spend a little bit more time on that aspect. Because for me to notice a difference just by adding, you know, a pre-shave soap to the game, that just shows me that I'm doing something wrong. And that what the pre-shave soap is doing is helping me find the way back. And it could be that I need a pre-shave. Maybe I do. Or it could be that I'm not lathering enough or I'm not prepping my beard enough before I shave. You know, I do take a hot shower every day before I shave, but is that just enough? Am I cleaning myself enough? My face, am I doing enough prep work? Am I hydrated enough? Is everything right for me to get the perfect shave? Is it making my more aggressive razors feel more aggressive? Is it making regular razors feel more aggressive than they should because I'm not prepped right? So that's what this really, it was really eye-opening. And I'll tell you one thing, I couldn't believe it. And I think this cube is helping me cover up some of my faults. So I would tell you right one thing, that if you are a new wet shaver and you are just starting out, I highly recommend trying something like this, mainly because it will help you learn your beard better and give you a better prep. It'll help you prep. It'll actually cheat for you a little bit, I think, with the prep work. Now, this is a very reasonable cube. I think it's like $6, $6, $5.95 or something like that. And it's a big piece of soap. I mean, this thing's going to last a while. It might last, you know, a year or so if you use it every day. So I was really impressed. I thought it was, it worked well. I didn't try shaving with it just alone because I was afraid. I didn't think that was a good idea, but I don't think it gives that much protection or lubrication. I think it really just preps you out just by cleaning your face the proper way and possibly lubricating your whiskers a little bit, making them stick up just a little bit, kind of like, I hate to say it, like electric shave. You ever tried that? This stuff is really, that stiffens your beard up for an electric razor. I've used that a few times. Other than the smell, it's actually a pretty good product. But this one's a little nicer because it uses water and it gets you really hydrated as well. So really impressed with this product. I think it's helping me find my faults. It's also helped me cover up some faults. I think it's good, something like this, you know, along this lines, a pre-shave soap or pre-shave oil or something is good for you, for newbies too as well, or for us experienced wet shavers that have lost our way and have realized that our prep is not very good. So that's what it really made me feel. Now I'm going to try it this week without it and a regular soap and see if my prep gets better. I'll definitely report the findings on the next podcast because I'm going to see if it's definitely my technique and see if I need some more work. Now, I didn't try it with a straight razor because I don't like using anything slippery with a straight razor. I did use it only with like my double-edge razors and a couple of single-edge razors as well. So I won't use it with I don't use any pre-shave with straight razors because I don't need it to be slippery. I like it. I like my face to be, and I don't really have that much of a problem with prep on that. I think I do it. My technique is okay. But I'm going to try it with a straight razor too eventually, but I'll just use you know, a loom block on my finger so keep the traction right. So guys, try it out. If you haven't seen it, try some pre-shave. If you do, even if you don't have the cube, try any kind of pre-shave you have at home and see if it really enhances it. And let me know at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. And definitely we'll add it onto the show and we could talk about it as well. All right. So big announcement this week, guys. It's been going on all year, but you know what? It's time to give them their moment on the podcast. Barbasol has celebrated its 100th anniversary. Wow, 100 years since 1919. And in tribute to them, I decided to use Barbasol cream for a whole week. And my thoughts, well, let me tell you, I was actually really impressed because this stuff does work. I tried it with a one-blade razor, with the one blade, and I used it for about 3 days with that. And I used the pre-shave, and then I tried it without the pre-shave as well. And let me tell you, it's a nice shave. It's a pretty enjoyable shave, especially the one that has a little menthol in it. It gives you like a little bit of a brisk feeling. This stuff is good quality. I'm going to give it that. It's definitely a good quality product. It just may not be, you know, the one for all of us wet shavers to use on a daily basis. Because it is a canned goo if you think about it. But it's been around for a long time. Now, they started off with a tube shaving cream that was one of the first brushless creams out there, if not the first. And they were actually the first ones to develop the actual aerosol can of spray, of cream. And with, you know, with razors turning into cartridges and all that good stuff and all that crazy stuff, you know, Barbasol actually works out well. And it's actually still one of the classic items you get, with the exception of maybe Clubman, that tons of people still use. Even if they're using modern forms of shaving, such as you know, cartridge razors or even some electric razors that can be wet, right? There's still a lot of people using it. So Barbasol, we salute you with all of the what you've done for the wet shaving world because you are definitely one of the major competitors, major vendors out there that's still going strong and still will be going strong. Now, a couple of things, guys, too, is check out the 100th anniversary container that they have. It looks pretty cool. It's a little vintage tribute. I'm going to go get one myself. I saw them at Target the other day and I forgot to pick it up. So I'll pick one up myself for a nice collectible. And remember, this stuff's usually only about $2, if not less, USD. So if you get a chance, you know, you try it out. It's really not much, you know, investment loss there. If you don't like it, hey, it doesn't work. But, try it out, guys. You know, Barbasol, it's still good. I know this is a wet shaving podcast and we talk about traditional wet shaving, but they've been around 100 years. We got to give them credit where credit is due, right, guys? So Barbasol, we salute you. Congratulations on the 100th anniversary and looking forward to the next 100 years of you guys making wet shaving products. All right, guys, finally, this is it. Coming up, the fall seasonal special. If you are new to the podcast or have not been listening for a long time, this is the number one episode of the year. The fourth annual fall seasonal special is scheduled for the next podcast, which will be September 30th. So what is it? It's a special episode basically based solely on fall-themed products from the vendors and artisans. Like, this is the biggest part of the year for seasonal products. And this is where I bring all of it together and let you guys and just do it all in one episode. It's usually about 30, 40 minutes long. It's just vendors. It's all we really talk about. We talk about vendors. It's a lot of work. And a lot of fun too, because it's one of my favorite things to do for wet shaving. And this is, I look forward to this every year, and I actually start preparation for it in July. So we start, it's a lot of work put into this podcast. So, I'll tell you some cool facts about it. This episode alone takes approximately 40 hours to produce. Every other episode that you listen to takes roughly 5 to 8 hours to produce. This one takes 40. This is like 4 or 5 episodes of work put into one. As of today, there are over 130 vendors and artisans in my database. When I first started in 2016, there was only 80. So, I mean, there's about 50 more than we started, and it's getting bigger every year. If you are interested in checking out some previous year episodes, if you look in the show notes under the Fall Seasonal Special tab, you'll see I have the last 3 years in a row. So take a look, listen to them, see how new items are going to pair up to this year, because a lot of stuff is reoccurring, but a lot of stuff, there are a lot of new items coming out this year, especially with Barrister and Man, and of course the Holy Black and Phoenix Artist and the Crucible. All those guys are coming out with new stuff. So, you know, that'll be included as well. If you are a vendor and you have items you would like me to feature on the cast, send me an email with the product and the product actual, you know, name and the link to it. Because honestly, guys, this is where I search everybody's site. So every year I say the same thing. Advice to vendors and to artisans alike with your websites: make sure you have if you have a tab for new items or fall items or anything like that, that would really help. That really helps guys like me, because usually the amount of time that I have about anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute and a half to look to see if you have any fall products. If you don't have any fall products in that minute and a half that I'm looking, I have to move on to the next vendor. That's just how much time I have, because it takes a long time to put this together. All right, guys, so that concludes the show for this week. I really hope you enjoyed it. It was great bringing the show to you guys, as always. I have some new equipment, so hopefully it sounds a little bit better. I have a new computer, new monitor, new everything going on, hard drive, everything, and the new microphone as well. So I'm trying out some new stuff, kind of invested how to do it. The old computer was just getting tired and slow. So hopefully this sounds a lot better to you. If you do, let me know your thoughts at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any comments or questions you may have regarding the cast. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving community, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast. So, guys, don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com, and check out my YouTube channel with the link in the show notes for that as well. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode or anything, if your vendor would like to be featured on the show, please contact me via email at your earliest convenience. Our next show will be the 30th of September, and it will be the fall seasonal special. So looking forward to that, guys. As always, thank you for listening, and remember to shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.